This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyers is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyers is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GeyersInc.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Here at M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holthouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned and has built a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Just visit TomJerry's.com.
They're playing basketball.
Right corner goes to Falk, who enters the lane. To Jhené Hoying in the left corner. Good on the three-pointer. We're tied up. We're tied up. Here's Ottaville dribbling into traffic. Steal by Hoying. A run out by Hoying. Got it for two. What a play by Jhené Hoying. Five in a row by Jhené. Ottaville's got to get a timeout. They do. Everyone on their feet. Entertaining state championship game here at The Shot.
Oh, the big shots and the exciting plays keep right on coming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained the three. Just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no, great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out to good. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by five.
Wow.
And you'll high-five your Scores broadcast listening partners when you enjoy boys and girls hoops action. Webcasts include these schools: the Sydney Yellow Jackets, Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, Botkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Rushi Raiders, Houston Wildcats, Minster Wildcats, Versailles Tigers, Jackson Center Tigers, Anna Rockets, and the Fort Loramie Redskins.
Fort Loramie with a run out down the floor, three on one. Dana Rose to the rack, in for two and a foul.
That's what I watched Dana Rose do all day Saturday. She took a bump from a girl that's twice her size, and she continued the shot and made the basket.
On top, Bixler, shot fake, into the lane, back to the basket. Fadeaway 10-footer in.
I think the excitement is going to overtake the fatigue coming down the stretch.
Goes to Poling in the post. Turn around, 7-footer. Yes. That's money in the bank right there.
Oh, you can bank on Scores, the best high school coverage by a long shot.
Gets a screen from Gosick. Shoots the three, left corner. Got it! He's got it!
Anna takes the lead by two.
Gilskamp swished a shot, Chuck, from nearly out of bounds in the deep left corner.
He's got ice water in his veins. I know that's a cliche, but that kid, you watch him play football, you watch him play basketball, he is an impressive athlete.
Here is Botkins, 3.9 to go. It's up the right side to Paul. Paul at midcourt, jumps and shoots a 40-footer. Holy cow! I don't believe what I just saw. Dane Paul for Botkins. Lofted in a high-arching 44-footer.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, good morning to all of you. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. Jack with Chuck. We are at Troy. It's the girls' Division IV district championship, Fort Loramie versus Cedarville. Redskins red hot, closed the year number one in the state of Ohio, according to the final AP poll in girls D4. Redskins have won 20 in a row. They have an overall mark on the year of 24-1. Meanwhile, Cedarville is 19-6. Cedarville's won six straight. Cedarville had a great season a year ago, lost just two. One of those setbacks was inflicted on Cedarville right here by Fort Loramie in a district title game, 57-45. As you may recall, as Cedarville led by seven as late as midway second quarter. Cedarville was within five midway in the fourth. Fort Loramie pulled away, won it by a dozen. Izzy Bolender, the outstanding senior from a year ago, graduated. She's on to Cedarville University. She scored 20 points a game. Leading scorer this year for Cedarville is Maggie Cole, averaging 21 per contest, and she led Cedarville 1 year ago against Fort Loramie as she pumped in 17. Kaylee Cyphers, a six-footer in the middle, had nine boards. Chuck, this is a district championship game for the Redskins. They've won 10 of the last 11 districts in girls D4. They shoot for 11 of 12 here today. Cedarville is in Fort Loramie's path. It's a game the Redskins should win, led by 20-year head coach Carla Siegel, but you can't count them until they're finished, i.e. Fort Loramie boys last night. What a struggle shooting the basketball. Sometimes you have days or nights just like that.
Yeah, not usually as an entire team like Loramie did last night, but this is as good a Fort Loramie girls team as I've seen since I've been doing this, and they have so much depth. They have all kinds of girls that can score. You can't key on any one person, because if you do, somebody else is going to burn you. They play outstanding defense, and they're as well coached as anybody in the state of Ohio.
Redskins bench is mighty deep. We've talked about it all year long. Not a senior on the roster. Talented, skillful players with speed sit there on the bench. They sub in right away, and Fort Loramie doesn't lose a beat. Last year in this game, the Fort Loramie bench outscored Cedarville 18-0. Wouldn't be a bit surprised if similar things like that don't happen here again today. Fort Loramie out-rebounded Cedarville last year 33-21. Cedarville plays in the Ohio Heritage Conference, finished second in that league. Cedarville knocked off Jamestown Greenview in a mild upset to close out the year, beat them by 17 after Greenview beat Cedarville earlier in the campaign. Third-year head coach Josh Mason is a Findlay Liberty Benton graduate. He was a two-year assistant JV coach at Cedarville before becoming the head coach three seasons ago. And he really likes this club. Doesn't have the phenom like Bolender was a year ago, but the co-sisters, senior Maggie, sophomore Ellie, 5'6", 5'4", respectively, provide good double-digit scoring. Co at 21 points a game. Maggie is the better of the two. Kaylee Cyphers, the six-footer in the middle, is at 13. I think fatigue will play a factor. Fort Loramie will probably have 10 young ladies on the floor. Head coach Mason told me that one of his top eight is injured. She is out. Tobias will not play, ACL. And you'll hear the names of Kenny and Christian coming off the bench. Other than that, the top five will go the majority of the 32 minutes
and that spells advantage Fort Loramie.
Well, if you got two girls that are going to come in and try to spell your starters, and you got Loramie, who probably will play as many as 10 girls in the first half, that is advantage Redskins, that's for sure.
Very.
Redskins and Indians against each other.
Yep, Cedarville Indians. Very good crowd filing in here at Troy this morning. I noticed the Southwest District Athletic Board website had at one location two games posted for 11 a.m. this morning. Well,
it would have been crowded. They might have got it in.
Couldn't have played two at 11 at one of those 11 o'clock games. is at one. Another location on the site had it correct. The winner of this game will move on and play in a regional semifinal next Thursday at 6:15 at Vandalia Butler High School against the winner of the second district championship game here today between upstart Franklin Monroe and Legacy Christian. Franklin Monroe didn't figure to be here, but Franklin Monroe knocked off Covington in a sectional championship game. Kudos to Franklin Monroe. It's a team that's playing extremely well. Should be an outstanding outing. Game two here today, Legacy Christian against Franklin Monroe. The winner of this game plays the winner of that game in a regional semifinal next Thursday at Vandalia Butler. Meanwhile, the third contest here today pits Cincinnati Country Day against Tri-Village, which is a prohibitive favorite. The winner of that game will play the team that triumphs in the contest up north at Wapakoneta tonight at 7, Minster, New Knoxville. Minster, the favorite, of course, against New Knoxville. Now that's at 7 tonight. The winner of that game will advance on to a regional semifinal. I may have been mistaken. The Minster regional semifinal game would be the first game of two next Thursday. Should Fort Loramie win, the Redskins would play the winner of game two here today in the nightcap at 8 next Thursday. Don't forget tonight at 7, webcast time, 6:40, it's Rushi Jackson Center Boys Lower Bracket Sectional Championship from Pequot. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here today on scoresbroadcast.com as we say good morning to you. I'm Jack along with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. Girls District Championship Division 4 from Troy. Gratitude to Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. Customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A, Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman. On the web at TomJerry's.com. Our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna. Holloway Sportswear in Sydney. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center. The U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. And the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Chuck, the Fort Loramie girls display great balance. You have to look real hard to find a player averaging double digits. Marissa Myring at 12 per outing, the junior. Shelby County Athletic League Player of the Year on the girls' side is at a dozen per contest. And then you've got one, two, three, four, at least five young ladies between 7.5 and 10 points a game, including the likes of Kennedy Gebhardt, Ava Schultes, Kenzie Holscher, Dana Rose, Taylor Ratterman, on and on and on. You just simply don't know who to try and shut down because someone else will hurt you.
Well, you're not going to double anybody, that's for sure.
No. We've got the tip-off in a moment. Fort Loramie, Cedarville on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call
248-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
Additional underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com: Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton Jackson Center and New Knoxville, Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place like Brookins, on the web at brookinspub.com, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John Hemp gives you his best shot. The in-between, just south of Bodkins, where the food is not in-between, it's out of this world. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. Go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, it will make your gift ideas come to life. In Anna, Wells Brothers, Inc., it's grown to include 8 expanding divisions. New underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com: Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. The Eilerman team of Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick will work with you closely, step by step by step, as you build your new home. Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney. It's got a corner on the market. Regal, 1269 Wapak Avenue in Sydney. At RegalTrophyAwards.com, Regal for the crowning touch. And Maury's Landing Restaurant, State Route 362, across from Lake Loramie in Minster. Outstanding baked haddock at night. And you'll love the breakfast, open at 6. They are quite popular. Fort Loramie Redskins starting five. Being introduced, Kennedy Gebhardt, nearly 8 points a game, 5'5 junior at guard. She teams with Taylor Ratterman, 5'5 junior. 6 points a game. Kenzie Holscher, 8.5 a game, 6 foot, a sophomore. Marissa Myring, 5'8 junior, a little over a dozen a game. And Dana Rose at 9 per outing, a 5'11 soft. Opening five for Cedarville, Maggie Coe, 5'6 senior. Sister Ellie Coe, a 5'4" sophomore. Maggie, 21 points a game. Kaylee Cyphers in the middle, 6 foot senior, 13 per contest. At guard, Sydney Wright, 5'5" senior. Ruby Stack at a power forward, a 5'11" senior. Fort Loramie in the home white, black numerals outlined in red. Cedarville wears the red Rhodes. White numbers, Cedarville won the opening tap to start. Top of the circle with the ball for Cedarville. It is handed off to Stack at the high post. Dumps it down inside to a teammate. And what's been called? Offensive foul, Indians.
Yeah, but actually there was two of them. They missed the first one, called the second one.
Cedarville crowd not pleased with that second call. Fort Loramie loved the second one. Did go in the favor of the Redskins. And we are underway here at Troy. Top of the circle, Dana Rose. Right wing, Holscher. Right corner, Kennedy Gebhardt. Looks for the cutter, Myring in the middle, not there. Holscher out high, does find Myring down inside. Hoshi blew the point blanker. Here's Cedarville, long leak out down the floor. Driving layup is missed on the play. Sydney Wright was available. She was cherry picking. Two easy ones missed by each club. Quickly, forecourt, Ratterman bombs away, hits a three-pointer.
She has been just shooting lights out in the tournament.
That ball barely moved the net. It went in so clean. It hit the bottom back edge of the rim on its way down through, and right away Fort Loramie ties up Cedarville.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. At first I thought maybe it was an air ball. It did not move the net an inch.
It didn't. The twine was barely tickled. 3-0 Fort Loramie. On the Cedarville turnover, Redskins have it. Dana Rose out high. Gives it up to Kenzie Holscher. Near side, Marissa Myring. She stands on the arc. Guarding her, Ellie Coe. Daring Myring to shoot. Back to Holscher, elbow left. Kenzie steps back, shoots the long two-pointer from 16. It hit the back iron, no good. And guess who scraps for the rebound for Fort Loramie? Little Taylor Ratterman. She laid it back up there. She was decked to the floor. 2 free throws coming. First shot here for Taylor Ratterman. She dips the knees and rattles it in. She's got all 4 Fort Loramie points here at the outset. Second shot for Taylor, 4-0 Redskins. We played just short of 90 seconds. Free throw on the way. It is good. 5-0 Fort Loramie. Here's pressure in backcourt. 5 white shirts, 5 red shirts to the rear side of the timeline. Ball flipped down the right side of the floor to Ruby Stack. Cross court to right at guard. She flips it up ahead to teammate Maggie Coe. He darts in from the left corner. Defensive foul against Fort Loramie. Let's see if it's in the act of shooting. I think so. Maggie Coe was fouled by Kennedy Gebhardt. Maggie, a senior, 5'6", 21 points a game. She averaged 11.5 a game behind Izzy Bolander a year ago here at Cedarville. Free throw good for Maggie Coe. Second shot swish.
I don't think you want to foul her.
No, Nice stroke. 5-2, Fort Loramie up 3. Near wing, it's Holscher. Deep left corner, Ratterman. Ratterman picked up on the arc by Sydney Wright. Straightaway Myring, shot fake, foul line, spin move down the lane. Running one-hander, no. Good defense on the play by Ellie Coe of Cedarville. Indians got the rebound, and then Myring tripped an Indian in backcourt. 5-2, Fort Loramie, Cedarville possession. Indians challenged at the rim, the Loramie shooter on Loramie's last offensive threat. Up over the timeline, Maggie Coe for Cedarville. Down the left side to Kaylee Cyphers. Near wing Coe. Coe's long step back 3. Little crooked off to the right. Loose ball rebound. Indians had it momentarily. And then Holscher struck it away. Threw it down to Myring. Myring low beneath the rim. She is walloped from the backside. Little shot fake by Marissa. Should be in the act of shooting unless the official deems she did not get the ball out of her hands.
Oh, they didn't.
And I'm not sure what's happening here. Ball being awarded to Fort Loramie below the hoop. We've got players lining up on the free throw line. They know that Myring was shooting.
The only one that didn't know was the official that mattered.
Exactly right. Ball being inbounded by Fort Loramie. Cedarville gets a break there. Here's Ratterman lobbing way out near midcourt. Caught there by Caitlin Gasson is in, a 5-2 soft. Gasson dribbles with the left, hands it off to Holscher. Holscher bouncing the basketball, fakes right, goes left, into the paint area, and she lifts the rim on a looper from 7 feet out. Rebound down to Cedarville. Also having checked in for Fort Loramie, I think, is Colleen Brandewey, right, Chuck?
Yep, and then Ava Schultes.
Oh, look out. Here is Maggie Coe to the rack. Good driving layup. It spun around. Did a 360. No good. Rebound Fort Loramie. Quickly attacking. Another 360 at the other end. It rolls through. Schultes got the long feed down the floor from Gasson. Ava on the hoop. 7-2 Fort Loramie. We played just over 3 minutes opening quarter. Interception at the high post. Taken away by Schultes. Gave it up. Got it back. Baseline right. 10-footer Fort Loramie. In traffic. No good. Rebound Gasson. Gasson on the arc to Myring. Knocked away by Cedarville. We've got a scrum. A tie-up will ensue. No. It squirts out. Redskins still have it in the half court. 4:28 to go in the first. 7-2 Fort Loramie. Here's Gasson. Here's Schultes. Left side of the floor. Gasson between the rings. Schultes, a 5'9 freshman. Here's the ball thrown inside to Kenzie Holscher. She turns, little five-footer right in front. Well done. It goes down. Indians need a timeout. They're down to 7, 4:13 left in the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Once again, the winner of this game advances on to a regional semifinal next Thursday at 8 to play the team that triumphs in district championship game number 2 here today between Legacy Christian and Franklin Monroe. And then the Minster New Knoxville winner up at Wapak tonight at 7 will meet the 3 o'clock winner here today, Tri-Village Country Day play. That would be a 6:15 game next Thursday, the first of the two regional semis at Vandalia Butler. Back to action. Cedarville with a quick miss. Here's Fort Loramie entering the ball into the lane. Spin around by Brandewee from 5 feet. It hung on the flange, fell off. Fort Loramie scraps, gets the rebound. Holscher, left corner. Fakes right, goes left. She's crowded. Flips it, head of the key to Gesson. Right wing, it is Schultes. Loops a skip pass, near side to Holscher. Starts a drive, pulls up, baseline left. Six-footer, it rolls around, hits every inch of the iron, and comes off.
That's a nice move, just didn't drop.
Into the lap of Cyphers for Cedarville. 3:17 to go first quarter. 9-2 Fort Loramie. Cedarville on the arc, it's Maggie Coe. She meets resistance at the foul line, and Fort Loramie gets a fist on it and drives it out of bounds. 3:08 left, opening period. Kenzie Holscher sits, Taylor Ratterman sits. Couple more set, line change, hockey style for Fort Loramie, which has already played 10. Cedarville has not subbed, I don't think. Here's Maggie Coe. Look out, 28-footer, good! Maggie Coe bombs away.
That was a quick release right there. That was impressive.
Very good-looking three-point shooter is Maggie Coe. That's why she's hit at a clip of 21 per game this year. Cedarville digging hard into the left corner defensively against Fort Loramie. Manages to punch the ball out of bounds. Redskins inbound up 4-9-5. Ball lobbed in baseline left to Dana Rose. Check by Cyphers. Rose turns, can't shoot. Out on the arc it goes to Gasson between the rings. Straight away, that's Macy Imwally in now for Fort Loramie.
Yep.
Macy on the court. Hands off to Gebhardt. Foul stripe, no shot. Gasson. Left corner, Myring. She's on the arc. Ball high overhead. Good defense by Cedarville. Ball flips straight away to Gebhardt. 2:28 to go in the first. 9-5 Fort Loramie. Bounce pass, Gebhardt. Low on the right to Myring. Knocked away by Cedarville. Nearly a walk by the Redskins. Taken away by the Indians. Foul. Backcourt, Fort Loramie. Timeout seems to have done Cedarville some good, Chuck.
Well, that was the second foul right there on Marissa. She's going to have to sit down. She's shooting. She's not going up strong with the basketball, and she's getting stuffed and getting frustrated. Both her fouls were after she got blocked, and she went and fouled the girl on the end line.
Here is Cedarville in backcourt. Maggie Coe does just about everything, 5 feet, 6 inches tall. She'll rebound. She'll shoot the three. She'll bring it up the floor. Here's a pickoff by Dana Rose. Rose with the interception at midcourt. Out in front of everybody. A driving layup by Dana. Big turn of events right there. Cedarville was shooting to cut it to one or two, and now Fort Loramie is up 6. Here is Cedarville, out of control, driving down the right side of the lane for the Indians. Goes Ellie Coe, had no chance in the world to make that shot. In fact, she missed the whole backboard, but Fort Loramie nudged her, took her off her spot, and she earns 2 free ones here for Cedarville.
Well, she had no chance of making that shot. There was no way, no reason for them to foul her on that.
Free throw, Ellie Coe, swish. 11-6, Fort Loramie up 5. 1:51 to go here in the first period. Live ball turnover seconds ago, but Cedarville. Dana Rose with the interception at the timeline, and away she went the other direction. Second shot, Ellie Coe got it again. Cedarville very proficient at the foul stripe. 11-7, Fort Loramie up 4.
Don't foul the Coes.
No. Here's Gaston, top of the circle. Foul line, Jaden put off, steps back. Shoots the 17-foot two-pointer. A lot of rim, it came off. Rebound, Cedarville. Jaden put off, 5'10 sophomore in there for the Redskins. Well, she can be a lights-out shooter. Ball thrown ahead of the key to Sydney Wright. Now to Maggie Coe. Foul line extended right. Arches it off the back iron. Long rebound. Fort Loramie gobbles it up. And far side of the court, Gebhardt is spilled to the floor. Foul Cedarville. 4 personals each way. Minute 22 left in the initial 8 minutes. 11-7, Fort Loramie leads. Gas into midcourt. Veers off to the right. Coming out to catch straight away, Gebhardt. Gets a screen from Holscher. Kennedy, a little pick and roll with Kenzie. Cedarville is aware of it. Gets a hand on it. Deflects it. Steals it. Nice play, Indians. Anticipating that play by Fort Loramie. 1 minute left, opening period. Here's Maggie Coe driving on Gaston. Ball fumbled. It's loose out near the timeline. Almost a tie-up. In fact, we do have a jump. Arrow favors Cedarville to our right. 53.6 to go here in the initial period. 11-7, Fort Loramie. Redskins led 9-2. Cedarville has played well last 2.5 minutes. Ball thrown, deep right corner. Louisa Christian, sophomore, 5'6" in off the bench, took the pass, and then Fort Loramie right away struck the ball out of bounds. In the half court, Cedarville to Maggie Coe. Caught it. Quick shot. 18-footer. Hangs on the rim. Comes off. Rebound Holscher. Diagonal pass up ahead to Putoff. Outside the arc of the left to Gasson. Darts into the lane. Feeds low left to Holscher. Holscher at it. Blocked. Got it back. Shoots it. Blocked again. Then stripped. Taken away, though, by Cedarville. Or I should say by Fort Loramie from Cedarville. And the Indians block it once more. Great defense on the interior by Cedarville against Fort Loramie. 20 seconds to go, opening period. 11-7, Redskins lead. And out of the arc, here is a travel as Christian picked up her foot. She knew she did it.
Well, she started to throw a pass. The pass wasn't there, and she had already committed.
You're right, Chuck. Your observation a moment ago is spot on. Redskins not going up strong enough.
No.
Getting the lift they need and releasing the ball at the apex, the height of their jump off the floor. 8 seconds left in the first. Dana Rose, foul line extended left. Ball thrown right wing to Gebhardt. 2 to go. Deep in the right corner. Hits a cutter darting down the lane. Gets caught right in front and missed by Brandeweed. It hit the backboard rim and caromed off. Good close to the first period by Cedarville. Fort Loramie 11, Cedarville 7 after 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.com.
Well, I just heard from Minster head coach Mike Wiss, who asked if we were covering games at Troy. And we are. We've got a live stream, audio coverage, Fort Loramie Cedarville, opening game of 3 here at Troy. Then we move on after this game up north for a Pequot lower bracket sectional championship in D4 boys, Rushi Jackson Center. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Well, Fort Loramie gets possession to start the second quarter, and after Cedarville knocks it out of bounds,
Fort Loramie throws it in, throws it away.
I think maybe the 11 o'clock start might be affecting him, and that's not an excuse because both teams had to start at 11.
Here is Cedarville, forecourt right. Maggie Coe being doubled 30 feet away. Goes high post to Cyphers. Dumps it down baseline right to Sydney Wright. Errant pass picked off by Gaston of Fort Loramie. Cedarville player sneaks up from behind. Ball flipped to Dana Rose. Left side to Gebhardt behind the arc. Three-pointer wide open, and you can count it. Kennedy Gebhardt drains it from distance. 14-7 Fort Loramie. 7:19 to go. First half. Here's Cedarville against pressure. Maggie Coe arches a long heave down the right side. It hits the end of the Fort Loramie bench out of bounds. Cedarville a bit rattled here. Last two possessions. Turnovers. Indians. Redskins in transition. Get an open look from three-point territory. Here's Gaston, forecourt left for Fort Loramie, on top to Ratterman. Now Gebhardt. Oh, they don't guard her. She lets it go again. Back iron, rebound Cedarville. A little bit heavy on that shot by Kennedy. Nothing wrong with the shot. She was open. Here's Maggie Coe, dribble drive all the way to the rack. Blocked by Dana Rose of Fort Loramie. Down to Gaston. Gebhardt on the arc again. It rattles out. Good follow by Dana Rose. Collision foul, I think, Cedarville on the baseline.
Boy, a good hustle two times down the floor by Dana Rose.
Yep, and Dana made that rebound happen as a result of her motor. Ball inbounded by Fort Loramie. Great play right in front. It's dished to Schultes. Little six-footer banked in. Hit the middle of the square clean. It swished through, 16-7, Fort Loramie by 9. 6.5 to go, second quarter. High post with the basketball, Ruby Stack. Into the lane to Coe. Coe steps back out on the arc, lets it fly. In and out, no good. Rebound low on the right, Cedarville. Louisa Christian missed it, but she's hacked on the arm. Maggie Coe, a very adept shooter. She's got infinite range, Chuck.
She's got good range, but I'll tell you what she has is a really quick release. If you drop off and try to help down, you're in trouble.
Lightning fast delivery by Maggie Coe. Free throw by Christian off to the right. No good. Crucial stretch here for Cedarville, which has slipped behind by 9. 6:19 left to go here in quarter number 2. Second foul shot, Christian, the sophomore. It banged off the iron. Rebound Fort Loramie. Here's Holscher. Long lead out down the floor. Redskins running. It's Brandewee to the trailer, Holscher. Baseline right, then on the arc to Gaston. Rotated quickly left flank to Ratterman. Taylor, midcourt, Gaston. 6 minutes to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie 16, Cedarville 7. Ball flipped into the post to Holscher. She swirls around with the left hand, high off the backboard above the square. Did not catch the iron. Rebound gathered by Cedarville. Here come the Indians, forecourt right, Maggie Coe. On a weave, out back to Ellie. To Maggie in the right corner. Now Ellie high right, she lets it fly. Rim, backboard no good. Loose ball rebound, traced down by Gaston. Long chest pass, down the floor to a teammate. Low on the right to Schultes. She's in the paint area. Hands to the jump shooter, Brandewee from 10. No, off the back brace. Rebound, Cedarville. 16-7, Fort Loramie. 5:18 to go, second quarter. Forecourt right, Coe. Maggie to Ellie. Now Cyphers. Ball deflected. She tracks it down 25 feet away. Dribbling is Ellie Coe. Tries to find Maggie. Has her at the elbow. Back to Ellie on the arc. Under 5 to go in the second. Redskins still up 9. Good defense here by Fort Loramie. 35 feet away with the ball is Maggie Coe. Has a player loose down to the baseline. It is Maddie Kenny who tries to shoot one up. Deflected, blocked by Fort Loramie. And then the Redskins throw it too far.
Wow.
Brandewee for Gaston off the mark. Cedarville possession, 9-point game, 16-7. We played 3 minutes, 20 seconds here in the second quarter. And Fort Loramie has stretched its lead from 11-7 to 16-7. A 5-0 second period so far in favor of Fort Loramie.
Well, I'll tell you, Caitlin Gaston getting a lot more time, and it's because she's playing defense on Coe and doing a pretty good job.
She sure is. Caitlin doesn't come up to the waist of Maggie Coe, but boy, she is harassing her. Inbound Cedarville, stolen by Brandewee of Fort Loramie. Down to Ratterman, to Gasson straight away. Tries to light it up from three-point land. Missed it off the heel. Long rebound, Cedarville. Here comes Maggie Coe, darting up ahead. Around Gasson, pulls up at the elbow. Chucks one up from 18. No, hit the back iron. Rebound, Fort Loramie. Here come the Redskins, forecourt right. Straddling the arc is the shooter from long range. Brandewee got it. It's a deuce. Another foot back. It would have been a triple. Nonetheless, Redskins stretch the lead out to 11, 18-7, with 3:50 left here in the second. Loose ball, midcourt, knocked away by Fort Loramie, rolls into backcourt. Head coach Josh Mason of Cedarville gets a needed timeout. 3:46 left till the halftime break, 18-7, Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy broasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
Here we go, final 3:46 of quarter number two here at Troy. Girls Division IV District Championship game, one of three at Troy today. This is the one we cover. Then we move on to Pickwick tonight. Boys Division IV lower bracket title, Rushi Jackson Center. Here is Maggie Coe out high, 25 feet away. Tries to drill a three-pointer. Fort Loramie blocks her shot. That the Redskins are guilty of walking with the ball.
Well, she's had two shot threes blocked now, one by Holscher and that one was by Brandewee.
Cedarville averages 52 a game, being limited to 7 in the first quarter and a half. Better than that. We're down to 3:28 to go in the second. Great D by Fort Loramie. Here is Cedarville throwing over top of the pressure by Fort Loramie, and they get a layup from Christian, and she blew it. And then Fort Loramie with an obvious walk at the timeline, and none of the three officials witnessed it.
The Cedarville fans saw it.
Yes. Redskins in possession, near side of the floor, Ratterman. Coming out to catch is put off straight away. 18-footer, she rattles it in. It's a deuce, a long two-pointer put off. 18-foot shot on the mark. Fort Loramie defending. Redskins up 20-7. Fort Loramie's D has pushed Cedarville way out on the floor now. Here's Cyphers, the 6-footer, 25 feet away. On top, it's Coe. Coe straddles the arc, doesn't shoot. Hand off to Sydney Wright. Ball dealt to Ellie Coe. Ellie and Maggie work it hard on the perimeter. Cyphers, 20 feet out on the right. 2:21 to go in the second. Here's Ellie, starts a drive. Now Cyphers, right wing to Maggie Coe, bombs away, three-pointer, swish, she's got it. It looked good all the way. It was nothing but cord. 20-10, Fort Loramie. 2 minutes to go, second quarter. Deep three, right corner, left open for the Redskins. Is Macy Imwally, and she lights it up.
Yeah, you can see it went through her brain, should I, and then boom, nothing but net.
Should I swish it? Yes. Minute 45 to go. Look out. Wow. Maggie Coe, 30-footer, almost out of bounds. It rimmed. Nearly went in. Rebound, Dana Rose. Quickly down the floor to put off. Stops and pops. Got it for two. Redskins are warming up.
Well, and this is that talked about the depth, because these are not girls that are usually out there scoring. They're the ones putting the ball in a basket for them right now.
Exactly right, Chuck. The 7, 8, 9, 10 players for Fort Loramie getting the job done at both ends. Cedarville heaves a cross-court pass. Fort Loramie with a touch out of bounds. Far corner. Redskins have opened up a 15-point gap, 25-10. A minute 19 to go in quarter number two. Well, Jaden Putoff has looked really confident shooting, as did Macy Imwally on her make. Inbound by Cedarville, sneaking up from the blind side is Ratterman to make the pilfer. And then Ratterman's knocked down. No call. Dana Rose gobbles it up. Throws to Gebhardt, right corner. Starts to drive. Pulls up. Doesn't shoot. Raked away by Cedarville. Gotten back with Fort Loramie. Recovered on the play by the Redskins' Schultes. And then a foul against Cedarville. A hook. Might be a 1-1. 1:03 to go. Second quarter. Fort Loramie on top by a 25-10 count. Ava Schultes at the stripe for Fort Loramie to push the lead to 16. Short. Hangs on the front iron. Rebound collected by Cyphers of Cedarville. Down the floor to Maggie Coe. She starts and stops. Pulls up. Lets it go. 28-footer. Hits the rim. Hits the rim again. Backboard. It trickles through. Three-pointer. Maggie Coe from downtown somewhere on Market Street. Here in Troy. 40 seconds to go. Second quarter. Redskins 25, Indians 13. High post Schultes. Errant pass for Holscher. Led her too far. Out of bounds. 33 seconds left. Quarter number two. Fort Loramie needs to fight through the screens. Need to hedge. Need to switch off and get a hand in the face of Maggie Coe. Boy, another three-pointer from her for Cedarville to close out the second quarter would be big. Would get it under 10 at the intermission break. Here is Cyphers 30 feet away. Right side pass to Sydney Wright. Into the mid-post area to Cyphers. The six-footer turns and shoots from 12. Missed it. Rebound Fort Loramie. Redskins will get the last shot. 9-8-7. Late second quarter. Gebhardt straight away. Left side Ratterman. Into the post. It goes to Schultes. Turns. Pivots. Circled the iron on a 10-footer. Stick back is good. Count it. Kenzie Holscher. Johnny on the spot. Oh, she was right where she needed to be. Low on the left. As the turnaround paint shot by Schultes did a 720. I've been using the term washing machine lately, Chuck. That's what it did. It circled around at least twice. Buzzer had not yet sounded. Rebound was alertly grabbed by Holscher. She stuck it in at the buzzer, and Fort Loramie's up 14 at intermission. Fort Loramie Redskins 27, Cedarville Indians 13 here at the half. It's district championship number one today here at Troy. This is the only one we cover. We are at the boys Division IV sectional championship tonight between Rushi and Jackson Center. Again, reminding you, the winner of this game advances on to a regional semifinal at Vandalia Butler next Thursday against the Legacy Christian Franklin Monroe winner. That's game two here today. The third game winner, Tri-Village versus Country Day, gets the team triumphant tonight up at Wapak. Minster plays New Knoxville at 7. The winner of that game plays the Tri-Village Country Day winner in the Vandalia Butler D4 Girls Regional Semi at 6:15 next Thursday. Our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report is next in a minute. Fort Loramie 27, Cedarville 13 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, I don't know how many fans I saw last night at Pickwick Chuck
who said they fire us up on Bluetooth in their car. We are the car radio on your phone. We are scoresbroadcast.com. About 100 boys and girls sports events each year from the Upper Miami Valley, play-by-play in color, right here on Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Here today, Fort Loramie is ahead of Cedarville in girls action at Troy. D4 district championship. Redskins have won 10 of the last 11 district titles. And the Redskins are on their way to another, up 14 at intermission. And Fort Loramie, Chuck, is doing it with balanced, well-rounded scoring,
right,
compared to Cedarville, which only has a couple young ladies in the scorebook so far.
Well, and domination on the boards. Loramie's got a 22-12 rebounding advantage, 6-1 on the offensive boards. Cedarville turned it 8 times, Loramie 5 in the first half. 2-3 from the free throw line for the Redskins. The Indians 4-6. Only 2 girls scored for Cedarville. Maggie Coe, who is the real deal, scored 11. And then Ellie Coe, her sister, had 2 free throws for 2. On the other side, they scored 7-6, 13 for the first half. On the other side, takes a little longer. Taylor Ratterman has 5. Then they got 4 from Schultes, 4 from Holscher, 4 from Putoff. They got 3 from Imwali. They got 3 from Gephardt. They got 2 from Dana Rose. They got 2 from Colleen Brandwee. They scored 11-16 and lead it 27-13 at the half.
Now, Maggie Coe is on her way to getting her per-game average of 21. She's netted half that so far, but if you blank everybody else on the roster, Chuck, you're going to win the game.
They'll give her another 10 in the second half if they hold everybody else scoreless.
Right. About 5.5 away from the start of her third quarter. Redskins over Cedarville 27-13. This is our Wilson Health Sports Medicine Halftime Report on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee at Troy. 14-point lead, Fort Loramie girls at intermission over Cedarville. Need the right solution for true comfort? Well, call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Family-owned, building a quality name, a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Visit TomJerry's.com. It's a good idea right now to get those new tires to grip the road firmly. The next big storm is on the way. M&A Muffler and Tires, North Main and Fort Loramie, has a huge tire sale you won't get tired of. Goodrich, Cooper, Goodyear, Firestone, General, Uniroyal, and more. Free pickup and delivery, too. Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at 937-295-3971, 295-3971. Jeff Gebhardt at M&A Muffler and Tires. Check out the super inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, West Main and Fort Loramie. Great deals, customer pricing, and financing, too. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way since.
See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at Geyer's, G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com. Chuck, tonight, Rushi Jackson Center. Rushi beat Jackson Center. Similar situation a year ago, 37-21. Jackson Center was younger. Rushi, the more experienced club at Jackson Center. Another year under their belts. Rushi with a host of seniors. Rushi has turned it on here in the tournament. Jackson Center wants to keep the score down. Held Rushi to 37 last year, but Rushi gave Jackson Center a dose of its own medicine last season in a sectional championship and whipped up on the Tigers 37-21. Assess tonight's game.
Well, you don't know what you're going to get with Rushi because we've seen them be dynamite. We've seen them be horrible.
Yep.
And you just never know which team you're going to see. They've had two really good tournament games. They need to have the right people shooting the basketball. They have to have people that shoot it more than they should. And in big games, they tend to turn it over at the guard position a little bit. That's something they can't afford tonight because Jackson Center will play defense. They'll start playing defense as you're warming up, and they'll defend you into the locker room to the bus after the game.
Yep. Rushi owns a road victory in overtime over Jackson Center. Dropped a game at Versailles, played poorly in that contest. Another Rushi game recovered. Raiders do own an early season victory by 14 points, 60-46 over St. Henry. How about that?
Right. Well, I know. They got the talent. There's no doubt about it.
Yep.
And Daniel Kearns has been a man on fire in the last couple of games.
Yeah, he's been a high school senior on the basketball floor possessed here in tournament play at Piqua. Rushi Jackson Center tip at 7. Webcast time is at 6:40 tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. LaCalle Equipment and Jackson Center, founding sponsor of Scores Broadcast, manufacturing quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors around the world. Its roots date back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name LaCalle. It moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County in 1982. LaCalle is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs, and scoresbroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago thanks to support from LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center. We start the second half, Cedarville possession, Indians trailing by 14. Ball thrown down the floor to Cyphers, top of the circle. She spins, gives it up to Ellie Coe, 25 feet away. Now here's Maggie, 30 feet out. Don't be surprised if she doesn't shoot it from that far. In fact, Kennedy Gebhardt is a little worried. She's guarding her tightly, and it's a five-second count. Beautifully done by Kennedy Gebhardt of Fort Loramie.
Well, I thought she darted in and moved Kennedy off enough that the count should have gone off, but the referee didn't agree.
Chuck, I'd agree with you 100%. I was a little startled that the five-second count came. Nonetheless, good D by Kennedy. Here is Fort Loramie attacking. Left corner, Myring inside the arc, available. Missed it short. Rebound, Cyphers. Clawed away, Kenzie Holscher. Maybe a hack on Kenzie. Redskins crowd not happy with that call. Cedarville crowd not happy with the previous one, the five-second count that went against the Indians.
Well, while you were reading down through the sponsors, I was watching Cedarville warm up. Maggie Coe didn't miss a shot. And she went, after she hit like seven in a row, she went over and sat down on the bench. So that's enough.
Yeah, she's being guarded by the Redskins. Here is a cross-court pass by Cedarville, and it's poked out of bounds by Fort Loramie. A minute gone here in the third quarter, 27-13 Fort Loramie. That was our halftime score. Ball lobbed into Maggie Coe. Maggie Coe starts to drive, pitches it cross court to Cyphers. Cyphers had to trace it down, ran 15 feet to catch up to it. Then she threw it off to a teammate, Ellie Coe, tripping against Fort Loramie near the timeline. Loose ball, foul Redskins. It's common. Fort Loramie whistled for number two here in the third period.
Well, I'll tell you, both of them are on Kenzie Holscher, but whoever designed this gym, they put the broadcasting on this side and then put the scoreboard, and you can see all the fouls and the points on a place where you can't possibly see it.
You're right. Exactly right. Here's a missed shot by Wright, a good drive. She overshot it. Fort Laramie got the rebound. Holscher no good. Meiering rebound, yes.
That's Marissa's first basket of the game.
Meiering cleaned up the offensive glass. Anticipation, Fort Laramie. Meiering on the theft at midcourt. She travels hard into the lane, journeys to the rim, and her arm is ripped away from her body. Foul in the act of shooting or passing.
That was passing.
20.
I think it was just too far away to call.
29-13. Redskins up 16. 6:25 left in the third. Fort Laramie inbounds, lobbed out back to Dana Rose. High left, it goes to Gebhardt. Sets, doesn't shoot. Back to Dana straight away. Fort Laramie in the lead, led by just four after one, 11-7. Ball dish baseline right to Rose. Out on the arc to Holscher. She shoots a three, barely grazed iron. Rebound Cyphers for Cedarville. Cedarville has been limited to 6 points in the last 11 minutes. Quick flip down the floor to Louisa Christian. She drives into the lane, missed it. Rebound Fort Laramie. Bodies flew, no foul. Quickly forecourt left, Gebhardt on the arc. Into Meiering. Out back to Raderman. She jacks at three. Rim backboard, no good. Oh, what a left-handed rebound. Holscher to the glass for two more. Kenzie Holscher got the buzzer beater to end the first half and gets the garbage right there. Stick back at the offensive end of the floor. And Fort Laramie's up 31-13. Anticipation by Holscher on a steal. Run out the other way. Yes, for two more. Cedarville being rolled right now. 20-point lead, Fort Laramie, 33-13 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We know that when you own a business, success is earned every day through countless hours of hard work. And with each goal reached, you have five more in the works. Because your business is unstoppable, just like you.
A business quick loan from U.S. Bank may help your business grow with a customized approach to financing. U.S. Bank. The power of possible. Credit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association and are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. See a banker for details. Equal housing lender. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association. Member FDIC.
Okay, what's the best way to eat the basket meals at Frisch's Big Boy? With your hands? A fork? Chopsticks? Oh, who cares? It's basket time, and we're throwing the rules out the window. Within reason, of course. Try spicy buffalo bites or popcorn shrimp, both with crinkle-cut fries. Or Frisch's fish and chips with tartar sauce. Mmm, all served with a drink for just $6.99 each. Yeah, bring on the baskets. Limited time, only at participating Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Cedarville Indians have been stifled offensively. Only 6 points since the end of the first quarter. So how much time has elapsed since? About 20 minutes of playing time. 6 points for the Indians, who turn it over after the timeout.
Well, Coe faked the three and started down the baseline and put a toe on the line. Yassin's done a nice job defensively on her when she's been out there.
Sure has. Harassing her, hindering her, bothering her. Here is Fort Laramie beating Cedarville's pressure. And then Cedarville gets a late touch underneath the rim and fingers that ball out of bounds to save two. Fort Laramie inbounding right of the basket. Into the corner it goes to Ava Shoulders, who's checked back in. It's rotated to Brandewey on top, who's on the floor. In the lane to Meiering. An orthodox running half hook. No good. Scrap for the rebound. Tie up. Fort Laramie keeps it. Redskins up 20. 4:50 to go, third quarter. Fort Laramie led 11-7 at the end of one. And Cedarville has been stuffed at the offensive end since. And I'm guessing, Chuck, the only 6 points since then, two threes by Coe.
That's all they had in the second quarter.
Yep, there you go.
Actually, they got three baskets, all three threes by Coe.
Here's the ball thrown in out back to Raderman. Right wing, it goes to Jaden Putoff. The weave is on. Straight away, Schultes. And she bangs home a three ball. How about that? Ava Schultes hit it. It's scored just,
toe on the line, yeah.
Scored just a two as she had a shoe on the red stripe. Most of her body was behind the line. A two-pointer, though, for her. Here's a drive by Sydney Wright, sliding down the right side of the lane for Cedarville. Hooked it up on the run. No good. Rebound knocked around, out of bounds off Fort Loramie.
Well, the demoralizing thing for teams like Cedarville is when they look down that lineup and they go, man, all these girls are freshmen and sophomores.
So right about that. Not a senior on the roster for Fort Loramie. Here is Cedarville entering, and the ball is thrown to Cyphers. Cyphers catches out back, 24-footer good. It's a triple. The six-footer pops one in. Here is Fort Loramie attacking in a hurry. Put off, off balance of the lane, no good. Offensive rebound, Schultes missed it. Redskins get it right back, though. Fort Loramie with three shots in this possession now. 3 minutes and 50 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Fort Loramie up 19. Here's a long one tried outside the arc on the left. It is a bit heavy by Gasson. Rebound tipped away to Cedarville. And in backcourt, Fort Loramie a little too aggressive. Foul called against the Redskins.
That three was by C.C. Horner off the bench. He lied to you and said he was only going to play seven.
Yep. Three-point basket by Cedarville. Gets the Indians their 14th, 15th, and 16th points. We're beyond the midway mark of the third quarter, and Fort Loramie's up 19. We've got Gebhardt, Brandewee, Dana Rose, Holscher, Putoff on the floor now for Fort Loramie. That's the five. Horner was out there briefly for Cedarville, made a three-pointer, then came out. Here's Cedarville driving. Ball is batted free, stolen by Fort Loramie. Down the floor, Dana Rose pulls up on the arch. Gives it up to Gebhardt, right back to Dana straight away. 3:18 left here in the third. A little give and go, baseline right, intended for Gebhardt. Picked off on the play by Ellie Coe of Cedarville. Down to Maggie. On her is Gebhardt. And that causes a loose ball. Good defense by Kennedy. Picked up by Fort Loramie. They scoot the other way. Pulling up on the arc is Schultes. Out back to Rose. 2:55 to go in the third. Redskins up 35-16. Straight away Holscher. Left flank, Dana. On top, Gebhardt. Right back in the middle of Holscher. Look at her go to work. She navigates the lane with the left hand and flipped it in.
She has had two games in a row really strong offensively, which is what I've been waiting for a year for this girl. She is so talented.
Sparkling performance here today in the district championship for Kenzie Holscher of Fort Loramie, which leads 37-16. 2:25 left in the third. And Fort Loramie nearly gets a steal in the left corner. Ball out of bounds to Cedarville. Substitution. Colleen Brandewee out. Meiring back in for Fort Loramie. Meiring, Rose, Holscher, Gebhardt, put off. Ball lobbed into the lane to Cyphers. Cyphers on the arc to right. Loops it left corner over the head of Cyphers and out of bounds. Well, Fort Loramie's depth causing fatigue among the Cedarville players, and Fort Loramie's defense has been stifling the entire game.
I just heard from Scott Ward, and Versailles leads Williamsburg 37-8 in the third quarter.
Here's a quick pass by Fort Loramie, baseline left. Open 15-footer by Holscher, bounces all around and comes off. Putoff gets the long board. Straight away, 18-footer. Bingo! Jaden Putoff with a smooth stroke. Fort Loramie didn't shoot it well the first quarter and a half. Boy, they are now. 23-point lead, Redskins. Minute 45 left to go here in the third. Pick and roll, baseline right. It is Ellie Coe on the arc to Maggie. She's open, lets it fly. Rim, backboard, no good. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Dana Rose up and over the timeline. Rose pulls up. Likely opponent for Versailles, Waynesville, unbeaten on the year. A state ranked number one much of the season for the Waynesville Spartans, and that could very well be Versailles' opponent in a 6:15 regional semifinal next Wednesday at Springfield. Here's Cedarville with two misses after a long three try was errant by Fort Loramie. Redskins wind up with the ball, dribbling down the floor. Holscher on the arc to Rose. High arching three, short. Loose ball rebound. Tracked down by Christian of Cedarville with 50 seconds to go here in the third quarter, and Fort Loramie up 39-16. Another errant pass, sloppy one by Cedarville, intended high post for Cyphers, and it goes awry. How many turnovers for the visiting club?
Well, that's 17 turnovers. too many, but not unheard of playing against Loramie's defense. They got such length, long arms, and they play it to perfection.
And, Chuck, it looks like right now Cedarville players demonstrating hands on hips.
Yeah.
They are winded. Only playing seven predominantly. And Fort Loramie went 10 deep in the first several minutes. Redskins up 23, just over a half minute to go here in quarter number three. Far right wing with the ball is Eichkamp, who's checked in now for Fort Loramie. Out there is Corinne. Deep right corner, Gasson. Now Ratterman, Redskins pitch and catch on the arc. 25 feet away on the left, it's Kennedy Gebhardt on the bounce. Stops her dribble, goes into the post to Meiring, who right away bolts for the basket. Cyphers gets a clean block for Cedarville. Ball loose on the floor on the baseline. Cedarville possession, 7.7 left here in the third period. 39-16 Fort Loramie. Well, Versailles routed Williamsburg last year. The same old tune at Springfield here in 2019-18. Versailles clobbering Williamsburg, which sported a better record than Versailles. Here's a pass to the foul line by Cedarville, picked off by Fort Loramie. Quickly down the floor, Schultes to Ratterman, cannot get the shot away. The third quarter closes, Redskins in big-time command, 39-16 over Cedarville on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack Wichuk here at Troy. First of three district championship games. Fort Loramie ruling the roost in game one, 39-16 over Cedarville. We start the fourth quarter. We're covering this one, of course, on scoresbroadcast.com. Then Jackson Center Rushi tonight from Piqua. Lower bracket boys division four sectional championship. Versailles winning in lopsided fashion as expected against Williamsburg in Springfield. And that could set up a Versailles-Waynesville meeting. What a confrontation that will be. 6:15 next Wednesday from Springfield. We'll cover that one for you here on scoresbroadcast.com. Here's Fort Loramie with a drive down the lane. Taylor Ratterman, no good. Rebound Brandewee. It fell off the rim. Rebound Fort Loramie, baseline right. Time out gotten by the Redskins with seven to play in the fourth. 39-16 Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the five-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A Furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
Redskins have the ball up the 23. Outside the arc on the left, it is Ratterman into the post to Meiring. Spins, doesn't shoot. Gives it up to Colleen Brandewee. Straight away, Gasson. Gasson dribbling, milking clock.
6:50 left, fourth quarter. Right flank, it's Gasson. Cross court to Raderman. Down inside, it goes to Shoulders. Gets the defender on her hip.
Wow.
Spin move, bank shot, yes. Well done, Ava Shoulders, the ninth grader. Here's Cedarville attacking in a hurry. Into the lane goes the guard, Christian. And she's challenged. Fort Loramie bothers her. Shot no good. Rebound Redskins. Under 6.5 to go in the fourth. Dribbling into the right corner goes Gaston for Fort Loramie. Outside the arc on the left, it's Shoulders. At the elbow, Brandewee puts it on the floor into the lane. Throws it right wing. Open jump shooter from 18 feet. It is good. Myring, long range, inside the arc, nails it. 43-16, Fort Loramie. Here's a bounce pass by Cedarville. Anticipated nicely and swiped by Shoulders. Up the floor to Gasson. 43-16, Fort Loramie. Cedarville had 7 at the end of the first quarter. 9 points for the Indians. 9 in the last 20 minutes of playing time. Here's a drive by Fort Loramie through the paint area. Shoulders right in front, off the front of the ring, rebound down to Cedarville. Indians forecourt left. Left side pass. Here's a quick trigger, long three. Kaylee Cyphers banged off the iron. A couple players hit the deck on the rebound. It was taken down by the Redskins. Ruled a walk on Myring. Fort Loramie crowd thought she was bumped to the deck.
Yeah, it was close. You know, I love my son, and I can't wait to go to his wedding, but I can't believe I'm going to miss the Loramie-Minster rematch. That's going to be a war.
If Fort Loramie and Minster win semi.
Well, I'm assuming. I'm assuming. They should.
Baseline left with the basketball is Cyphers for Cedarville in a crowd. Pretty good D by Putoff. Maybe a little too aggressive. Foul Fort Loramie. 5:16 on the clock. 43-16 Fort Loramie. I am looking forward to next Wednesday's Versailles-Waynesville game, long-awaited game. Waynesville, end of last season, Chuck, bulletin board material for Versailles. And then again at the start of this season, Spartans talking about the Versailles Tigers months and months ahead of another regional meeting with the Tigers.
Well, I don't think you want to talk too much. Versailles tends to get to Columbus quite often.
Exactly. Cedarville with a two-point basket seconds ago by whom?
That was Maggie Coe.
Maggie Coe dropped one in from 5 feet away. 18 now for Cedarville, which trails by 25 with 4:40 to go here in the fourth quarter. Here's Dana Rose on the arc. Dana's been rather silent.
She hasn't been scoring, but she handles the basketball really well.
Yep, here's Gebhardt straight away. Ball flipped to the post, a little too hot to handle for Holscher. And the ball scoots on by out of bounds.
It's only the 7th turnover on the Redskins.
And I tell you what, that's a real tribute to Fort Loramie, game in, game out, season after season.
For as fast as they play,
yep.
Yes.
Play at a very quick pace and don't make many mistakes. And if you can do that in girls basketball, if you can play with that kind of efficiency, you will win more often than not. Maggie Coe has just lofted in a beautiful, long, high-arching 25-footer. Kennedy Gebhardt jumped at her. Coe let it fly, nailed it. Cedarville with a timeout. Redskins still up 22. 4:16 to go in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
Fort Loramie possession rear end of the floor on the baseline. Cedarville pressing, down 22, foul backcourt. Rose handcuffed, and we'll go the other direction. Fort Loramie, well, we won't shoot free throws because that's only number two on Cedarville here in the second half. Indians will no doubt continue to foul. And here is Fort Loramie inbounding, and we got a violation against the Redskins. Is that a hold?
Caught a foul on Gebhardt. I think that was just a makeup call.
Gebhardt moving screen as Fort Loramie tried to inbound it. Hadn't thrown it yet. No significant advantage gained. Ball wasn't even put in play. Here's the ball entered to Coe in the left corner. Maggie hoists up a triple, hit the rim, rebound Fort Loramie. Here's a two-on-one break. Gebhardt soars in from the right, all the way to the basket. Got it to fall. Count it, plus one. Heck of a play by Kennedy Gebhardt. That's what you call keeping your eyes on the iron while absorbing the blow from the defender. Beautiful play by Kennedy.
Well, Cyphers had a choice, and she made the choice to come at Gebhardt. She did a pretty good job two-on-one because she made her keep the basketball. Gebhardt made her pay, though.
Gebhardt for a three-point play. No good. Hits the heel. Rebound yanked down by Cedarville. And what has been called the official stop action, and they may send a Cedarville fan home from the end bleachers. A gentleman up in the end zone about 10 rows from the bottom has been signaled by the referees, hey, you've got to depart.
In a 24-point game, he's blaming the officials. That amazes me.
Not sure what the question was, but the fan, Gebhardt, was battered pretty hard.
He just wanted to go home.
Maybe so. Gebhardt was battered hard on the shot, made it somehow, some way. Credit to her. Missed the free throw, and Cedarville was coming up the floor, and the officials sent a spectator home. Here's a long three straight away by Cyphers of Cedarville. No good. Rebound Fort Loramie up 24, 45, 21. Driving Holscher through the paint. Cyphers gets a bit on it and spanks it out of bounds. Fort Loramie inbounding baseline right. Right in front. It goes to Shouldus. Little six-footer. Tipped away by Cedarville. Tie up occurs. 3 minutes and 39 seconds to go in the fourth. Redskins up 24, 45-21. Cedarville had 7 at the end of 1. What did Cedarville have after 3, Chuck?
16.
Yep. 9 points in the second and third quarters combined did Cedarville end.
Well, Maggie Coe has 16 of their 21.
That says enough right there. Dribble drive down the right side of the lane for Cedarville. Hard-nosed play by Sydney Wright, who was upended. Common foul.
She will be a really good basketball player at Cedarville College. A real good basketball player.
Ball inbounded right side of the floor. Gathered there by Ellico, 25 feet away. Loops it left corner for teammate Ruby Stack. Here's a long cross-court heave, nearly picked off by Gebhardt. Reeled in, though, by Christian. She goes opposite with the pass, and it's not a good one. Out of bounds to Fort Loramie with 3:12 remaining in the fourth quarter. And Fort Loramie leading 45-21. Here's the ball flipped up the floor to Rose. Rose loops it to Shouldus below the foul line. Baseline left to a teammate. Jump shot, overshooting, Myring, rebound. Yanked down on the play by Cedarville. 2:58 to go. 45-21 Redskins, who will move on to a regional semifinal. 8 p.m. next Thursday, Vandalia Butler against the winner of Game 2 here today, Franklin Monroe, Legacy Christian. 2:38 to go here in the fourth. Fort Loramie down the floor, foul out high. Reach in against Dana Rose. Yeah. Chuck, I was not anticipating the foul call. I was anticipating the clock going down to 2:38. Yeah. It stopped at 2:40. I was wrong.
Well, that's Ellie Coe, and she got a cramp. Took her right down to the floor. Those things are painful.
Gives us the opportunity with 2 minutes and 40 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter, and Fort Loramie leading 45-21. To highlight Goffney Furniture for you, go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney's got you covered. The highest quality furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and youth bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and more. We're priced to fit your budget with finance options. Application is easy at Goffney. Plus, Goffney's new innovative support report system can find you a perfect fitting mattress. Take advantage of five-star white glove delivery. That's GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney, just west of I-75, off Route 47, Goffney. We've got you covered. Well, Kenzie Holscher pumps in a foul line J. Boy, a sparkling game by Kenzie. This is maybe the best I've ever seen her play, Chuck.
Offensively. She is a great defender. She has, at 6 feet, she guards people on the point. She can go inside and play defense. This is probably her best offensive game.
Yep, most complete game I've seen her perform as a Redskin. She has been razor sharp. Turnover Cedarville again, in excess of 20. Miscues for the Indians. Here's Fort Laramie down the floor. Gebhardt open, high left. Missed it, no good. Speaking of Kenzie Holscher, she's got the offensive stick back up and through. Boy, she's been good today. Dynamite game from Kenzie. Redskins 47, Cedarville 23. A minute 35 left in the fourth. Straight away with the ball at Cyphers. Whips it right corner. Here's a step back long two. Chucked up there by Cyphers. He passed it off, got it back, airballed it out of bounds. Fort Laramie possession. Hockey line changes for both clubs. A minute 26 to go. Seniors coming out for Cedarville. Sydney Wright is a 12th grader. So are Kaylee Cyphers and Maggie Coe. Ruby Stack, a senior. They retire to the sideline. Fine careers for them for the Cedarville Indians. This Maggie Coe, 21 points a game. Sensational shooter. Quick release. Here is Fort Laramie attacking deep in the left corner. Long jump shot, no good. Redskins get the ball back on the arc. It's Gasson. Gasson throws it to Riley Heitkamp, who's in. Ball thrown foul line, Colleen Brandewey. On the arc, it's Corinne Heitkamp. Missed it from the right flank. Rebound chased down by Cedarville with 46 seconds to go. Redskins up 28. Here is Horner getting the ball, throws it out back to a Cedarville backup guard. Indians pitch the ball around back and forth. 30 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. And there's a throw to the near side, and it goes astray right into the Indians bench. Cedarville hit hard to graduation. I would have to think for Coach Mason, rebuilding season in 1920. Wouldn't think Cedarville would be back here next year, but you never know. Here is Corinne Heitkamp. Straight away it goes to Riley. Down to 17, 16. Ball looped top of the circle. Caitlin Gasson. Here's a Trey tried. Left flank. Oh, that deserved to go in. In and out from distance by Riley Heitkamp. And Fort Laramie managed to corral the rebound. It is ruled a jump. Arrow favors the Redskins. 5.3 to go in the fourth. Fort Laramie up 28. Ball being lobbed in. Thrown to Brandewey. Down to 3-2. Baseline Gasson. Defender hovers over her. No shot taken. And that's it. Fort Laramie in resounding fashion triumphs over Cedarville. 49-21. A good game for 8 minutes. 11-7. After the initial quarter, Fort Laramie scored a bucket early on in the second quarter. It stood that way for about 90 seconds of the second period. And from that point, 13-7, early on second quarter, Fort Laramie sprinted, winning by 28, 49-21. Thanks to the Francis Schultz & Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, they will make your ideas come to life. Go to the Jewelry Barn for a good gift idea. They'll have one for you. It's the gem of Rushi. Tell Jolene Rinderly you heard about her shop right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks again to the Francis Schultz & Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, 8 expanding divisions, the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Call Chris North for your veterans benefits, 937-498-7282. Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John Hemp gives you his best shot. Frisch is in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. The In-Between, south of Butkins, where the food's not in-between, it's out of this world. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place, quite like it. In Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. And gratitude to Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram in Fort Loramie, M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Fort Loramie girls, take home, back to Shelby County, their 11th district championship in 12 years, whipping Cedarville here today, 49-21, an outstanding, well-rounded team effort by Fort Loramie. Kenzie Holscher was top. She was at her best. Superior effort by Kenzie. Chuck, let's take a look at her Clancy's Award winners. Fort Loramie with how many? Who scored? Only one in double digits.
They had 9 girls score. Cedarville had 3 score. Maggie Coe, senior, 16 points, 5 under her average. But boy, she had to do it all by herself today. She got absolutely no help. On the other side for Loramie, Holscher led them with 14. They got 8 from the freshman Ava Schultes. They got 6 from Jaden Putoff. Both those off the bench. Kennedy Gephardt had 5. They got 5 from Taylor Ratterman. 4 from Myring. 3 from M. Wally. 2 from Colleen Brandwee. 2 from Dana Rose. And the Clancy's player of the game is Kenzie Holscher.
Yep, she deserves it. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
We'd also like to thank you here on scoresbroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Fort Loramie Redskins win again. Fort Loramie 25-1 on the year. The Redskins have now won 21 in a row. Of the last 12 district championships, the Redskins have earned titles in 11 of the 12. And now the recognition of the Cedarville Indians is complete. Up next, the Fort Loramie Redskins district champs. Mr. Huelsman from the Southwest District Athletic Board is out at center court to make the presentations. This Fort Loramie team, Chuck, unbelievably well-rounded. Can't be a team as close to this deep anywhere in the state of Ohio.
Absolutely not.
Maybe divisions 4, 3, 2, 1, all four of them included. It's remarkable there could be this much talent
in one small school district.
One little town, I know.
Like Fort Loramie, where hoops is tradition.
It is king, and football's coming up, but yep. basketball still is king in Fort Loramie, and girls basketball especially is at the peak. It's the pinnacle of any other school in any division in the state of Ohio. Minster's close.
Yep.
They just haven't had the entire run through the years that Loramie's had, but boy, and I realize I'm putting the cart before the horse, but there's no doubt in my mind that Minster and Loramie are going to play again, and that was just a war the first time. Yeah, I see no difference. It's going to really be just something to see.
Yep, they could meet 1 week from tonight in a 7:30 regional championship game at Vandalia Butler. Of course, Minster's got to win its district tonight against New Knoxville up at Wapak. Then both Fort Loramie and Minster would have to be victorious in regional semifinals. Minster will play the Tri-Village Cincinnati Country Day winner in a regional semifinal at 6:15 at Vandalia Butler next Wednesday. That, of course, is if Minster defeats New Knoxville tonight.
Right.
And Fort Loramie already has a berth in a regional semi at 8 next Wednesday at Butler against the winner of game 2 here today between Legacy Christian and Franklin Monroe. And right now the individual performers for the Fort Loramie Redskins are receiving their hardware emblematic of district champs. As we noted, in the last 12 years, 11 district titles for Fort Loramie. Head coach Carla Siegel and her staff, terrific job once again. 21 wins in a row. And next year we understand, Chuck, that Fort Loramie Minster will play week one.
That's amazing.
Week one of the regular season. I guess that could be Thanksgiving weekend. I haven't looked directly at the schedule, but that's when I interpreted that game to be. Opening weekend, either Thanksgiving weekend or the first weekend of December. And then Fort Loramie, very late in the year, perhaps at the very close of the season, will play a traditional D3 powerhouse, Findlay Liberty Benton, late in the campaign next year. Why not beef up your schedule heading into the tournament?
Why not? I mean, every one of those kids we see standing out there lined up, barring any problems, are going to be out there again next year.
Yep, you're so right. And
Minster will be rebuilding a little bit next year. They lose quite a bit this year, but they're going to have a lot back and a couple of good JV players to fill in. So,
yeah,
and Mike Wiss does a great job.
He sure does. He is a terrific head coach. They'll build around Ivy Wolf and Janae Hoying at guard in the 2019-20 season. At Fort Loramie, when you've got this much talent, Chuck, as we were noting during a break a moment ago, not only do you have to be a fine team head coach and strategist, almost a pretty good psychologist
yeah.
as well.
Well, next year, I mean, you got to try to keep these kids happy. Every one of those kids down there would start on about any other team in the state of Ohio in Division IV. And some of them are going to be 10th, 11th, and 12th person on this team.
Yeah, it's A team, B team for Fort Loramie. That'll be the case again next year. And not a senior on the roster.
Well, and you look at Phil Barhorst, the JV coach, and he's got to be going, man, this is amazing. I'm going to be loaded. He didn't lose a game this year, and he ain't going to lose one next year either. I would put money on that.
Yeah, last 12 years, as we've noted repeatedly, 11 district championships for the Fort Loramie girls. And no seniors, only 5 juniors who will return for their senior year next season. Taylor Ratterman, Kennedy Gebhardt, Macy Imwali, Marissa Myring, Alyssa Rassman. So those are the 5 juniors who will be seniors next season. And a lot in the pipeline. Fort Loramie girls, oops, Chuck. Mighty mighty strong the next 3 to 4 years for sure.
They may have to build a new trophy case.
A lot of fun following Fort Loramie. 25-1 for the Redskins. We have covered, I think, 13, right down the middle, exactly half of the Fort Loramie girls games here in 2019-20. I'm getting ahead of myself. 2018-19. And I'm sure we'll cover at least that many or more again next season. And right now the Redskins players get to trim down the nets. Our next webcast here on scoresbroadcast.com tonight, 6:40 webcast time from Piqua. Jackson Center Rushi should be a dynamite game. Boys Division 4 lower bracket sectional championship. Again, we want to recognize one of our fine underwriting sponsors, a pair, in fact, in Rushi, the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Francis Schulte and Superior. The Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum, proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com, along with the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. We'll be highlighting these folks again tonight for that Jackson Center Rushi game. Gratitude to Locale Equipment and Jackson Center, a founding sponsor right here on scoresbroadcast.com. And thanks again to the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Call Chris North. Get updated on your veterans benefits, 937-498-7282. And in Fort Loramie, these game sponsors, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. Ron Mooney's our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Until tonight at 6:40, Jack Kramer bidding you a good afternoon from here at Troy, where the Fort Loramie Redskins have routed the Cedarville Indians on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.